The thing that did Kirby took Thomas Wraith, I said. The vampire you work with sometimes?
Yeah.
As soon as I work out how to find it, I'm taking it down. The vampires are probably going to help, but I might need backup I can trust. Billy's eyes flickered with a sudden fire of rage and hunger.
Yeah?
I nodded. It's part of something bigger. I can't talk to you about everything that's going on, and I know Andy needs you here. I understand if you don't. Billy turned his eyes to me, those same dangerous fires smoldering. Harry, I'm not going to move forward blind anymore.
What do you mean?
I mean that for years I've been willing to help you, even though you could barely ever tell me what was actually happening. You've played everything close to the chest, and I know you had your reasons for that.
He stopped walking and looked up at me calmly.
Kirby's dead. Maybe Andy, too. My conscience wouldn't let me meet his gaze, even for an instant.
I know.
He nodded. So, if I'd had this conversation with you sooner, maybe they wouldn't be. Maybe if we'd had a better idea about what's actually going on in the world, it would have changed how we approached things. They follow my lead, Harry. I have a responsibility to make sure that I do everything in my power to make them aware and safe.
Yeah, I said. I can see your point.
Then if you want my help, things are going to change. I'm not charging ahead blindfolded again, not ever.
Billy, I said quietly, this isn't stuff you can unlearn. Right now, you're insulated from the worst of what goes on because you're... I don't want to be insulting, but you're a bunch of amateurs without enough of a clue to be a real threat to anyone.
His eyes darkened.
Insulated from the worst? He asked in a quiet, dangerous voice. Tell that to Kirby. Tell that to Andy.
I took several steps away, pinched the bridge of my nose between thumb and forefinger, and closed my eyes, thinking. Billy had a point, of course. I'd been careful to control what information he and the Alphas had gotten from me in an effort to protect them, and it had worked for a while. But now things were different. Kirby's death had seen to that.
You're sure you don't want to back out? I asked. Once you're part of the scene, you aren't getting out of it.
I clenched my jaw for a second.
And believe it or not, Billy, yes, you have been insulated from the worst.
I'm not backing off on this one, Harry. I can't.
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw him fold his arms.
You're the one who wants our help.
I pointed a finger at him. I don't want it. I don't want to drag you into what's going on. I don't want you walking into more danger and getting hurt. I sighed.
But there's a lot at stake, and I think I might need you.
Okay, then, Billy said. You know what it will cost.
He stood facing me solidly, tired eyes steady.
And I realized something I hadn't ever made into a tangible thought before. He wasn't a kid anymore.
Not because he'd graduated, and not even because of how capable he was.
He'd seen the worst. Death, heartless and nasty, come to lay waste to everything it could.
He knew in his heart of hearts, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it could come for him, take him as easily as it had taken Kirby. And he was making a choice to stand his ground. Billy Borden, Kid Werewolf, was gone. Will was choosing to stand with me. I couldn't treat him like a child anymore. Will was ignorant of the supernatural world beyond the fairly minor threats that lurked around the University of Chicago. He and the other werewolves had been kids who learned one really neat magic trick almost 10 years before. I hadn't shared more with them, and the paranormal community in general is careful about what they say to strangers. He had, at best, only a vague idea of the scope of supernatural affairs in general, and he had not the first clue about how hot the water really was around me right now. Will had picked his ground. I couldn't keep him in the dark and tell myself that I was protecting him. I nodded to a few chairs sitting along the wall at a nearby intersection of hallways.
Let's sit down. I don't have much time, and there's a lot to cover.
I'll tell you everything when I get a chance, but for now, all I can give you is a highlights reel.